This is True Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Verchinis. All the news you're about to hear is true. Really, as far as you know.
Finally, someone with a brain. A motorist caught going twice the posted speed limit on one of Edmonton's main roads recently offered a rather unique excuse when stopped by police.
I was just going fast.
That would be unique. He was doing 138 kilometers an hour in a 60-kilometer zone. Yeah, that'd be more than twice as fast down Calgary Trail. When pulled over by police, he told officers he was on his way to a mandatory defensive driving course and would lose his license if he was late.
I love those.
Instead, he lost his car and was issued a mandatory court appearance.
Well, see. A giant swordfish hooked off the Mexican coast jumped into the fisherman's boat and stabbed the man through the abdomen. 39-year-old Jose Mayarita was reeling in the 10-foot marlin when the fish leapt from the waves and landed on him. The marlin's spear pierced the fisherman's abdomen and came out the other side. Ooh, no. He was skewered.
And all the time you could hear the fish going...
He drifted for 2 days in his boat, unable to get up. Nothing but the endless sea.
Now you know what a dartboard feels like.
That is until another vessel rescued him. Mayarita was treated and is under observation in the hospital because he keeps trying to leap back into the ocean.
You know, if they took the fish out, maybe he wouldn't do that.
Well, see, and that was my point.
Surgeons opened up the stomach of a drug courier and found, are you ready?
Drugs!
Imagine that, 80 heroin-filled condoms that he had tried to smuggle after one burst and stopped his heart. The 59-year-old rocket scientist checked himself into Miami's Mercy Hospital, complaining of chest and stomach pains.
I've got chest and stomach pains.
X-rays revealed a veritable trove of oblong-shaped pellets in his tum-tum. 7 hours later, doctors performed surgery after one of the latex pellets burst, causing the man's heart to convulse. He survived that, but died later. The condoms containing a pound and a half of heroin, street value, $60,000, are now in police custody. Thank you.
I would guess. I hope they're not swallowing them.
One less mule to walk with.
Three Chicago fishermen, count them, three, were slapped. Whoosh. Oh, shoot. It's just with temporary suspensions in a scandal involving a prostitute's visit to a firehouse. Well, since when did that become a crime? A paramedic who allegedly engaged in sex with the visitor. That's no visitor. She's a working gal.
What else would...
Was suspended for 90 days. A captain and a lieutenant were suspended for 90 days and 15 days respectively for failing to supervise properly.
What, he wasn't doing it right?
I was going to say, what, they're supposed to watch and critique?
Boy, you can make mistakes doing that now.
A fourth fireman originally implicated retired before the disciplinary proceeding. Fire Commissioner James Joyce said, these are very serious violations that undermine the public's trust in our department. I believe these suspensions send a message that this sort of activity is unacceptable and will not be tolerated, even at home. He said there's no evidence that any other firehouse was involved and that the incident did occur was an isolated one at the facility.
See?
Well, you know, how public do you want to make an act like that?
You've been listening to This Is True Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Verchinis.
Send email to lightspeedtitr@hotmail.com.